This is Omi Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. We'll now move quickly to the headquarters of the National Elections Commission, where the chairman of the commission and other members of the Board of Commissioners will address the press.
Thank you, Henry. Let me first apologize for this very, very late start. I appreciate your waiting. Madam Co-Chair, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen of the press, our partners here present, I want to thank you for coming. Today we will speak to you briefly on the implementation of the Supreme Court's mandate in respect to the runoff elections. And we'll talk briefly about the runoff itself. Upon receipt of the mandate of the court, and it contains 7-point mandate, the Commission for EC implementation categorized it under two headings. There are two activities that we have to do before the runoff elections. And the rest of the mandate concerns the election day itself. That means it contains situations, activities that we must execute during election day itself. The two activities that must precede the runoff elections are the full cleanup of the FRR to ensure that multiple names of identification number are removed therefrom. That's one. And after that, to make the roll available in public hard copies to all magistrates, election magistrate that is, and all polling places across the country in accordance with law. Those are the two activities that we were mandated to execute before the elections, the runoff elections. The other activities have to do with prohibiting those whose names do not appear on the FRR from voting, and who watchers who are not assigned in areas where they are registered also must not vote. And of course, you know that the chairman and commissioners and other staff are not to speak on matters pending before this court in a way that would suggest bias and or prejudice. And of course, finally, the prohibition was lifted and we were ordered to proceed. So those activities will be done on election day itself. What have we done since we got the mandate? In the interest of transparency, and in our effort to sustain the confidence that we have struggled over the period to build, we talked to appeal to the ECOWAS Commission for technical support. The ECOWAS Commission, through the instrumentality of Ambassador Agisomo of ECOWAS, were gracious and granted our request, and it sent a high-level technical team to assist us in executing the mandate of the Honorable Supreme Court. The team arrived in Liberia Tuesday of last week. Immediately, they, along with our technical team, got to work and to develop a work plan, otherwise called roadmap. the roadmap was specifically targeted the activities I just named that must precede the elections itself. As was further ordered by the court, we invited the political parties, the two political parties in the runoff elections, and they include the Unity Party and the Coalition for Democratic Change, the CDC, to provide them information and avail them the opportunity to ask questions and to be familiar, in short, with the activities. And that meeting was held, I think, on the 9th, if I'm correct, with the ECOWAS, the joint ECOWAS team, and the political parties. And some of our partners also raised that meeting. After the roadmap was discussed, then we decided, we proceeded to implement it. The roadmap identified two key areas in respect to the cleanup mandate. One, to remove repeated numbers, adding numbers that were shared by voters. And I should report that there were originally 488 of those numbers that were shared by voters. These numbers were as a result of printing error from the printing company abroad. That means they printed one number twice or thrice. And these numbers were then taken in the field. Voters, although different voters, different in the other profile, share these numbers. So the 488 numbers, voter number were shared with a little over 900 voters. So after the first set of people that all that should have used those numbers were taken away and other cleaning up, the total numbers that we needed to change, to provide identification number for, were 420. The question was, if we had to remove these numbers, we're going to be removing them along with the voters. And of course, that is not an acceptable a practice in election. So the technical team decided to develop new voter ID numbers for the 420 persons that were sharing numbers. So they have a special mark on those voter ID cards that were developed. And so the numbers, the original number that was shared would then be replaced by the new numbers. And during election days, when any of those voters appear, the mark or the indicator used by the technician will trigger, and then their original card will be retrieved and the new card given them, and they will be allowed to vote. In that case, we will be certifying the Supreme Court mandate of removing repeated numbers and at the same time allowing these voters to exercise their franchise. The political parties, again, were provided those information. And these 420 people, I distributed as follows. In Bomi County, they got 7 of them. In Bomb County, 32 of them. In Bapolo County, 21. In Grand Bassett County, 11. In Grand Cape Mount County, 7. Grand Gita County, 14. Grand Cru County, 3. Lofa County, 9. Magidi County, 5. Maryland County, 12. Mosquito County, 118. Nima County, 149. River G, 4. River Says, 2. Sano County, 26, 421, 420. Then The technical team, in keeping with the roadmap, took a second look at the role to detect if possible any additional double registering. As you know, we use OMR system in Liberia, and it's pretty difficult to identify these people. So the second look resulted into the identification of 274 additional double registrants. And they are distributed as follows. Basuraro County, 141 double registrants were discovered. Lofa County, 37. Nima County, 33. Grand Bassett County, 13. Bone County, 12. Maryland County, 12. Grand Jita County, 7. Magibi County, 6. River G County, 4. Sano County, 4. Grand Cru County, 2. Bapolo County, 2. Grand Cape Mount County, 1. Total 274. And these 274 were removed. Now, with that removal, we now have a total of 2,183,268 registered voters. I repeat, 2,183,268 registered voters. So that is about the cleaning up exercise. And all of this information, in keeping with the Supreme Court order, have been shared with the political parties. Information have been given to them. The precincts, polling places have all been identified. Now, the runoff. The runoff elections, as you know, is on the 26th of December. And campaign started and will be ending in on the 24th of December. Since the start of campaign, we have received no incident report, so everything is going on fine. The date remains the same. All of our sensitive materials, with the help of OMIL, have been deployed. Training of our poll workers is now in the final stages. In the counties, the posting of making available of the clean FRR has commenced. It's not going all around the country. And we intend to complete this process by Friday coming. So we cannot close this statement without thanking the ECOWAS Commission for the assistance. And all of our partners, including the United States, MRC, the True Office, the UNDP, European Union, all of the international observers, Carter Center, the OMIL, of course, OMIL, for helping us to have all of our materials delivered. We know that 26th of December is not a very good time for election. Especially to our Christian brothers and sisters. But this is not normal time in terms of this election. And we again want to appeal to all of those who will be inconvenienced to bear with the commission and make this sacrifice in the interest of sustaining our democracy. And with this, I'd like to stop here. But all of the statistical breakdown in terms of the findings of the joint technical team, which I think is a very, very important point that everybody interested in the possession of Mr. Flomo, will be distributing them to the press. But because of other reasons, since you have those rating breakdown, that we will respectfully ask that will be excused from answering any question today. Thank you so very much.
And again, please let the commissioner get out. We have 10 copies. With the copies will be shared between our international partners and the media people.
Sleepless nights, stressful days, joy and pain with a little heartache. Major, all these things come with.